Hi, everybody. This is Laurie Handlers, and you have just tuned in to Tantra Cafe, a program for spiritual enlightenment. I'm your host today, and today I have an amazing show for you. I just want to let you know that just at the very beginning, if you have any questions for me or anything about any of my guests, you can write to me at laurie@tantracafe.com. And also you can follow me on Twitter and Facebook and always contact me there. At the risk of raising a few eyebrows, you know, I want to bring up the topic of how men learn how to make love. Duh. As far as I can tell, they learn from their high school buddies in the locker room, the other guys, possibly in their fraternities. Some men I know think they learned to make love from prostitutes, like their father bought them a prostitute once. Other men I know, some of them have gotten lucky enough to be with a more experienced woman from time to time, or more experienced man if they're homosexual rather than heterosexual. But basically, men are supposed to know how to make love, aren't they? I mean, men walk around feeling like they do know how to make love, and they're supposed to. And then it becomes very difficult to say anything or rock the apple cart or tell them it wasn't so great or whatever. So that's the subject today. How do men learn to make love, and how can things be shifted? My guest today is a man who teaches other men about the art of lovemaking through coaching. He has a coaching program that we're going to find out more about. His name is Destin Garrick, and he calls himself the original erotic rock star. He's an internationally recognized expert on the energetics of sex. He is a California State Certified Somatic Sexologist through the Institute for the Advanced Study of Human Sexuality. He's an erotic empowerment coach. I love all this, by the way, so we're going to find out what all these things mean. And he's an erotic performer and artist. He actually calls himself Destin Garrick, the original erotic rock star. So, Destin, tell us, there's so much going on here with this introduction for you. Tell us first about how you got to call yourself the original erotic rock star, would you? And then we'll go into how you teach men how to make love.
Sure. First of all, thank you, Laurie, for having me on your show, and hello to all the listeners out there. Wow, the erotic rock star. Erotic Rockstar was first and foremost an archetype of my own creation that I'd say, I don't know, 3-4 years ago, at the start of the year, I set a very clear personal intention to make the year to be focused on my own development, particularly around my connection to masculinity. My own masculinity, and what it means to me to be a man in this world. And I'm not, you know, ignoring or letting go of what I think it's supposed to mean to be a man, and rather, what does it mean to me to be a man in this world? And through that, I had no idea when I set forward this intention just how incredibly powerful this exploration was going to turn out to be. And part of that exploration really ended up being my creation of this erotic rock star archetype. And really what I did was I started detailing out what my ideal of man is. And given that my whole background is in regards to sexuality and sexual education, of course that ended up being a core component of this. What does it mean to me to be a sexually empowered man? And while you see, you know, people wearing like t-shirts and hats and say like porn star, or I feel that there are many ways in which a cultural ideal in our that's put forward around sex has to do with porn and the porn star, and I screw like a porn star and things like that you see on t-shirts and hats, like as if that's some sort of like that is as if those are our highest potential of what we can do and with sex. Hell no, hell no. I knew that, like by the time I was 17, I felt that I had discovered things in sex and sexuality that beat out anything that I'd seen. And already by the time I was 17, I'd seen a lot of porn.
Wow.
And
was that good? Is that
no,
good thing?
No, I don't see that. I don't necessarily see that as good. And particularly, I remember being, I think I was 21, and I was involved with this 18-year-old woman who, this was in New York City, and she grew up in, in the inner city, and her younger brother was 14 and had already been sexually active for a year. Oh. And I remember being around him at one point and him just standing up and proclaiming loudly and proudly, "Everything I know about sex, I learned from watching porn," and I cringed in every cell of my body.
Right.
And then I, followed almost immediately by a recognition that that's normal. That's pretty normal. And yeah, these other things come across, but, particularly in our society that's, the past decade has been so focused on abstinence-only, quote-unquote, sex education,
right.
We don't, no matter what else is said, really, porn is the sex education that we provide in our culture. Because what else do we really have?
Well, the other part, though, going back to your rock star thing, there's porn, and then there's highly eroticized MTV videos, where all the people who are the current stars and starlets are undulating and actually almost having sex right on the screen for teenagers.
Uh-huh.
So to me, that's somewhat pornographic also. I'm a very open-minded liberal person, but it scares me that that's how teenagers are actually learning. So thanks for mentioning all this. It's really so important.
So, basically, in short, I feel like the ideals that we have put forward around sex are not particularly healthy.
Right.
And so I created this archetype in part as to step into being the role model I wish I had.
Got it. Okay.
The model that I wish that I had as far as what is it to be a healthy, sexually empowered man. And it's not the porn star ideal, so it had to be something that I created. And so he's been my own exploration, and it's turned out to be incredibly powerful. And now the reason why I say the original is that part of one of the coaching programs that I work with men, women, as well as women individually, I call Comprehensive Erotic Evolution, or Unleashing Your Inner Erotic Rockstar. And
In this way,
I help people connect into what that would look like within themselves, what their own archetypal creation would be, and then how to utilize that for their own growth and transformation.
Now, I have to ask you a couple questions about it. One is, I like it, and I want to let people know how they can get in touch with you, because I think they should see I think people should see a picture of you, because you actually look like a rock star.
Live a life.
Your own unique being, what rock stars look like. So just right away, let's give your website.
Sure.
Can you do that?
Absolutely. It's simply eroticrockstar.com. Very easy. Eroticrockstar.com.
Okay, good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want people to see, to catch a glimpse of what you look like. Because you're hot. And so you put together a really great image. Now, I just have to ask this because it begs the question when you say it. Are you a performer, a musician?
Oh, yeah, that question does come up. Yes and no. Performer, absolutely. I've always considered the human body to be more my instrument of choice.
Okay.
I do not play guitar. I have played with certain musical projects that have mostly involved me as frontman, so to speak, over electronic music, which is generally my more favored, like beats. Bass heavy beats tend to be more my favored form of musical expression, and that which I dance and move to and perform to. But performance art is usually more wordless, utilizing dance and acrobatics and movements to as forms of sexual expression, prayer performance, means of teaching about and showing aspects of secret sexuality through performance art. I'm part of a collective called the Tantric Circus. That's a collective. That's a collective of 10 tantric educators and performance artists who have all come together to show and share aspects of what this divine sacred sexuality can be through performance art.
Beautiful, beautiful. All right, so it fits, the whole thing, the whole image. Destin Garrick, the original erotic rock star, it fits. It's, you know, it's, and I did look at some of your photos and the picture of this group, so good. So let's go really to this creation of yours.
Okay.
I met you, just a few weeks ago. We met at a conference in Sedona, and you were making a presentation about you as a man teaching other men really how to make love. And, I don't know if you called it that, how to have sex, how to have great sex, how to have great orgasms. You mentioned all of it.
And The focus is on what I term orgasmic mastery. I teach a 12-week online course for men called Orgasmic Mastery, Take Your Sex Life to a Whole New Level. And again, that's easy, simply orgasmicmastery.com. And largely it's about teaching men about five things. How to be fully at choice over when or even if they ejaculate. How to experience full body orgasms versus just generally, genitally centered orgasms, or even like what I sometimes refer to as genital sneezes. To truly understand at a core level the separation between ejaculation and orgasm, which can lead to experiencing of non-ejaculatory orgasms and even male multiple orgasms, what I sometimes refer to as the Holy Grail. And really all five of those things come down to the same thing, and that's about being able to connect to your erotic energy as an energy and learning how to control, play with that energy, move it around in your body rather than feeling like you are at the whim of that energy. So have control over it rather than it controlling you.
So yeah, we're going to pause here for a second. This is wonderful. And we'll come back and we'll get really, really into the core of some of this, because it's really important. If you just tuned in, you're listening to Tantra Cafe. I'm Laurie Handler as your host, and today I'm talking with Destin Garrick, who runs a coaching program, a 12-part online coaching program, which teaches men really how to have a whole energetic experience, an orgasmic energetic experience, which Destin is broken down into various parts to teach men various parts, very specific parts about themselves. So when we come back, we're going to hear some more real specifics about this program. Please stay tuned.
Have you ever wished for an end to pests in and around your home, around your office? Stop paying for dangerous chemicals that can harm your children, your pets, and your clients. Today in Arizona and Florida, an environmentally responsible pest control company named Ladybug has set up shop to provide natural and organic pest control services. Ladybug can help you stop even the most persistent, nastiest bugs with green, organic products that are friendly to people and pets. In addition, there are franchise opportunities in Arizona, Florida, and throughout the USA. To learn more about Ladybug's home-friendly and earth-smart green pest control services, visit the Ladybug website at ladybugcorp.com or call us at 561-276-7600. Ladybug guarantees you another eco-friendly, pest-free day, naturally.
Wondering what book you should read to jumpstart your sex life and increase your happiness? Try my book, Sex and Happiness, The Tantric Laws of Intimacy by me, Laurie Handlers. This short, easy-to-read book will make you laugh at yourself, and it may possibly make you cry as you discover my tantric secrets for happiness and how they apply to you. In the book, I begin with the 10th law, make love in the unknown. And then I work you all the way through laws 1 through 9 to teach you how to be in the unknown, fresh, every moment of every day of your life. Sex and Happiness puts the innocence and love back into sex and gives Tantra the respect it deserves. It's only $19.99 in paperback and $14.99 ebook. Go to sexandhappiness.com to order your copy of Sex and Happiness by me, Laurie Handlers, the host of Tantra Cafe.
Thanks for staying with us. And if you just tuned in, where you're here with us on Tantra Cafe, it's Laurie Handlers with Destin Garrick, the original erotic rock star. And right before break, Destin was telling us about just the basic outline of his 12-week online program for men. And we just were talking about mentioning the various things like the difference between energy, playing with the energy of the body, the difference between an orgasm and an ejaculation, or a non-ejaculatory orgasm. So you mentioned a lot of things there that was, and it went really kind of fast. Where would you start? Like, where, if a man signed up for your online course, mm-hmm. where do you get started?
Yeah, well, you start with week one, which is.
We're
just focused on finding your normal. In other words, anytime you start off on some sort of new journey or process of transformation, it really helps to get clear as to where you are right now. And through this process, there's a self-inquiry that occurs in which you just gain a greater understanding of what your current truth is, what's working for you and what's not, and what shifts need to take place. Part of week one involves this pretty extensive questionnaire that is designed for that self-inquiry process. And a good portion of the questionnaire actually focuses on your masturbation habits because, most every man masturbates. Most every man masturbates, and most men started sometime in their adolescence, pre-adolescence, sometimes even childhood. And in that process, in that learning process, usually the biggest concern was, how can I do this quickly and quietly so I don't get caught?
I don't think that can be overstated.
Yeah.
That it's really, it's like, it's kind of a sneak event.
Uh-huh.
You're talking about.
But in
where
so
someone's
doing,
gotta get a release and they have to sneak to get it so they don't disturb anyone.
But in so doing, you know, we set certain patterns into our bodies that we repeat over and over and over again right at the early stages of our connection to our sexuality. And, you know, for a lot of guys, it doesn't change a whole lot through their lives.
Right. And that's why women complain so much about men lasting for all of 2 seconds and how come he's so not interested in all this other juicy, slow stuff. If I were to look in my life and say, what's women's largest complaint? Aside from the fact that men don't talk,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I'm not general, you know, it's a generality. Certainly I know many men who talk, yourself included, but.
I can talk.
You can. Women's major complaint with men is that they don't talk to them. And then when they have sex, it's like a 2-second, 3-second affair. So thanks for pointing that out. You know, until I heard you say that, I never realized where that came from, and now it's like, of course,
So I can get into a lot more, but let's just move forward from there. The other part of what we really bring in week one is just an introduction to your pelvic floor muscles, also known as the PC muscles, or pubococcygeus muscles, PC, through the use of Kegel exercises and simply bringing your awareness to this part of your body. Gaining this level of ejaculatory control, part of it requires a strong awareness of these muscles as well as a strength in the muscles. Now, it's something that's like any other muscle, takes time to build. So we introduce it right away so that you have the whole rest of the course to continue strengthening this musculature.
I have to ask you this question. Do you recommend, I've heard that one of the ways that men could develop this muscle, this is not something I recommend in my classes, but this is for argument's sake. Do you recommend that men practice stopping a flow of urine?
I think that's okay for first getting a feeling the muscle if you're having a hard time feeling it. It's not a good practice to get into. The reason being is that if you're constantly going to the bathroom and starting your flow of urine and stopping it, starting the flow of urine and stopping it, you can kind of get to a point where your body and your bladder gets confused as to when it's really empty. And that can lead to infections and problems of that sort. So the recommendation that I give instead, and actually, if you go to YouTube / erotic rockstar, you can find a video that I have specifically on Kegel exercises. It's actually probably my most viewed video.
Great, I'll do it.
It has like 70,000 views so far or something.
Wow.
But anyway, what I recommend instead is to take maybe your middle two fingers and press into that area between your scrotum and your anus, also known as the perineum or sometimes referred to as the taint. press into that area and then try contracting the muscles that are underneath your fingers. If you feel a contraction, if you feel a hardness happen underneath your fingers, that's your PC muscles. You could also take some sort of object or even sitting on your heel, placing it in that area, and this can give you something to resist against, which can make it a lot easier to first get in touch with and feel those muscles while you're contracting them.
I think also a good idea is a tennis ball.
Yeah, absolutely.
Tennis ball is good, yeah. Absolutely. All right, good. Then so people get in touch with their PC muscles and these exercises.
Okay, so week two is focused on establishing a practice of erotic self-exploration. Again, this, I want to make one thing clear is that, through the course, I bring in both elements of things that you can do on your own through self-pleasuring techniques, as well as things to do with a partner if you have one. But one thing is not everyone who goes through the course, it currently has a partner to explore with. So the self-exploration exercises is their only means of exploring. And secondly, even if you do, I still recommend that you bring major attention to the self-exploration exercises because it can just be, it can be a lot more challenging when you have this other person and this other person's energy and this other person to be worried about or concerned about in the equation when you're first learning these things. But
you're meaning like that they have to, it's better to not have to worry about fulfilling someone else's needs and pleasuring somebody else and worrying about their happiness and all that?
I'm saying to learn this process, learn this control or this connection to your sexual energy on your own, in your own body, so that you can bring that to a partner.
It's good. Something else I wanted to ask you. You're using the word ejaculation control. Recently, I had an interview with Baba Des Nichols, and he used the word ejaculation choice.
Yes.
And I so loved that. I loved it.
Mm-hmm.
So do you interchange those two
And I lean more towards the ejaculatory choice. That's how it's written on my websites.
Okay.
The thing is about control is that, as men, we can err on that side so often as it is, control, 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 and not everything is about that clamping down style of control. And the other aspect of it for me is that ultimately my work is about choice. It's about liberation. And if all you know is ejaculation, there's no choice there.
Right.
But I'm also not about, like, there are many people who teach non-ejaculatory orgasms or multiple orgasms who are kind of come across as anti-ejaculation, and I'm not at all. I think ejaculatory orgasms can be absolutely phenomenal and fantastic, and actually through my process of exploring all of this, my ejaculatory orgasms are better than ever. But I've also expanded into this other territory of having these incredible non-ejaculatory orgasmic experiences, which are phenomenal in and of themselves. So just as more and more women are starting to learn and realize that it's possible for them to also have ejaculatory orgasms, I think that it's important to have that awareness that yes, you can learn to ejaculate, women, and don't give up your other forms of orgasms or more internally based orgasms. Those are fantastic. No, it's not about one or, it's about both, you know, and both.
Yeah, I kind of look at the whole thing as a palette with all the colors of the every color, and then mixing the colors. And if we should be unlimited, actually, in our bodies. So it's good that you say that also to women. It's important. I just want to give a little plug here for where you and I met.
Absolutely.
I recommend people to visit something called the School of Temple Arts.com. The International School of Temple Arts, founded by Baba Des Nichols, is developing conferences and trainings worldwide, along with a consortium of practitioners and sex educators who cooperate to bring a shift in consciousness across continents, cultures, mores, and history. And you can go to www.schooloftemplearts.com. And that's actually where Destin and I met, because we're two of the sex educators who are cooperating to bring about a shift in consciousness. So I just want people to know about that, because it's very important that we start to band together. So it's really great having you, like, right away after we met at that conference, having you here.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so we're going to just take another pause for a moment, and when we come back, I want to hear a little bit more about your process, and I want to talk about how you decided to put it online. So let's come back with that.
Mm-hmm. You got it.
Are you stuck in an area of your life? For example, having challenging or negative relationships? Are you feeling unfulfilled? Perhaps you're experiencing a lack of energy, or possibly even tension in your body. I feel you need to call Kate Holt. Kate Holt is a core energetics practitioner. Whether you work with Kate in a group or in a private session, you'll feel like you're coming home to yourself. You'll become more comfortable in your own skin. You'll discover your unique gifts and be supported to bring them fully into the world. You'll be empowered to create the life you want and have more pleasure and fulfillment. Don't waste another minute feeling stuck. Really. Call 856-261-4900 for a consultation, or visit www.kateholt.info. That's kateholt.info.
Hi, we're back with Tantra Cafe, and I'm Laurie Hamlis, your host, and my guest today is Destin Garrick, the original erotic rock star. And Destin is telling us about his 12-week program for men, how it really coaches men how to have choice in their orgasms and choice in their lovemaking styles, like how to really begin from where they are and take it to whole new realms. So Destin, we just left off with, you know, being able, you know, saying you could have ejaculatory orgasms. You could have non-ejaculatory orgasms. They could both be phenomenal. And that start, so that's in about your week three when people, when they start to have that self-exploration?
No, week two, actually.
Week two. Well, there's so much more to go.
So much. It really is a step-by-step process. You know, I spent, more than now, 12 years actively exploring all of this until all these different elements that I bring into this course were really, integrated into my being. I did a lot of, self-reflection and looking at what are all these different elements that came together to allow me to have these experiences. You were asking, how I decided to bring this forward. And one of the major reasons was just this coming to this recognition that I was regularly having experiences that most men don't even know are possible. And that a few years ago, I didn't even know were possible. And so being a sexuality educator for so long, just in different ways, I just felt like, well, how can I take this forward? So I refer as I reverse engineered my experience, picked apart what are all the different elements that I've just normalized that allowed me to do this.
Huh? One of the things that you mentioned that when I saw you was, it impressed me, was that you remembered being with a partner and she looked like she was having the most amazing experience in the world in terms of her orgasm, and you were watching her and going, huh? You know, how come this isn't happening for me?
Yeah.
And if that's what set you on this exploration, you just went, how can I have that? That's so inspirational. And it's so great that you've chosen to show men how they can have that. How they can have that rich, deep experience. I was very touched by that, let me just say.
Good, thank you. The thing is, men are all over the place in regards to what their normal experience is. There are many men who the only thing that they'd really want is to be able to, well, last a little bit longer. And to which I say, great, you know, that this step-by-step program will help you achieve that, but if you really put yourself into it, that will just be the start. It'll give you that and so much more. But then other men, it's like, well, that sounds good. I just always feel like, you know, I've learned how to be a good giver. I've learned how to make sure she's having these good experiences, but I kind of feel, you know, disconnected, or, you know, I'm so focused on this technique or that technique, and I'm up in my head or just being kind of mechanical, but I don't know. I don't, you know, that the orgasms themselves, yeah, feel good, but I get the sense that there's more. And there is more. There's a lot more. Mm. So that's kind of what we bring forth in this.
Now, do men, do you work mostly with straight men?
In this course, this course is definitely a bit hetero focused.
Okay.
You know, there, like, as I was creating, I definitely spoke a lot of, like, you know, speaking of women to the men that are, but at the same time, there's certainly been a number of queer men, both gay or bisexual, who have gone through, or otherwise unidentified, who have gone through the course. You know, again, I must preface and say that it's, some of the languaging is hetero-focused, but,
right.
You know, it's definitely applicable no matter who you are, because more than anything, the focus really is on your connection to self. And through the transformation of your own sexuality, you will show up in a completely different way with your lovers.
Mm. So back to this drawing board. So there's so much more to go, and there's so much love to make in so little time.
we can move through it very, you know, very quickly from here. But week three is focused on conscious breathing, and how you are breathing actually has a major impact on your sexual arousal and how quickly or slowly you're moving towards ejaculation, as well as it ultimately holds some major keys to being able to move that sexual energy through your body rather than just feeling it like stuck or held in your groin until you ejaculate. Week four is on presence. This is huge, huge, huge. Being present simply means getting out of your head, being fully in your body, getting out of your thoughts, your concerns, your worries, your fears, as well as your fantasies or to-do lists. And just be, huh?
This is the most, I think, I mean, if I were to say this is one of the key critical things.
Absolutely.
That women say that if a man is just present mm-hmm. to her, to whatever it is, being present changes the whole intimacy, connection.
Changes everything.
Yeah.
What women, I would say that's what women crave more than anything during sex is a feeling of true intimacy. And honestly, intimacy and connection take place now. They don't take place in your head thinking about the past or your plans or thoughts about later on. They don't take place in your fantasies, and they don't take place in your, concerns about your performance. It only takes place in this now, in this moment.
You know, when I started teaching Tantra, men told me that in order to postpone ejaculation, they would think about the World Series.
Yeah, no.
And I would go, oh, well, I'm sure. I mean, I was shocked.
Mm.
That was in a way to, like, postpone the excitement, you know, to, like, water down the excitement. So,
well, that actually brings in a key part of what I feel this course brings forward that flies in the face of our cultural ideas of how to last longer, which are largely all focused on desensitizing or dissociating. Dissociating,
right.
Going out of your head, you know, going up into your head and going into some, you know, baseball statistics or worse, like grandma naked or dead babies and stuff. That's
disgusting.
Yeah, exactly. And that is exactly the idea that these men are doing. Go into something that's disgusting or disturbing so that they lose their turn on or what's throwing them towards ejaculation. And on the other end of things, there are, you know, desensitizing creams and pills that basically all say, you're too sensitive. And my argument is, no, actually, you're not sensitive enough.
Right. I would agree with you. I would just agree with you about that. It's wonderful that you're raising that. It's one, you know, I want to just say it's wonderful that a man has mm-hmm. taken on teaching men this. I mean, all tantra teachers to a certain extent teach men things, but I love that you have a course just for men and that it lasts so long. I like that it lasts so long and that you're getting men to last longer.
Well, the reason why it lasts so long is that, you know, part of my background is as a somatic sexologist, and somatic education, basically somatics is like body-based.
Mm-hmm.
And what I've come to learn through that education is that we can talk about things to no end and like have an intellectual understanding, but to really know something, to truly learn it, you have to have some sort of lived physical experience. And true learning really takes place over time. And we have these habits that we've built into our bodies over years, sometimes decades. And you really need the deliberate practice and the repetition built into your body to create this real change.
Yeah, that's very good. Very perfect as an educator to know that. Really good. So now they're learning themselves, they're breathing, they have skills and presence. And by the way, when you're talking about this, I mean, are these audio files? Are these video files?
Good question. The way that the course works is that when you register for the course, you first get access to week one. I week one has a series of short online video tutorials, a series of short videos, as well as written versions, a couple of diagrams, and homework or practices for you to explore during that week. Then a week later, a link appears for week two, and now you have access to another week's worth of videos to watch and understand, and then practices and things to explore during that week. And so each week you have a new set of materials released to you to explore. And then at the same time, there's private forums, so online forums that you have to be a member to the site in order to have access. So that it's just for you and other men who are in the course who have been through the course, so that you can ask your questions and post about the challenges that you're coming up with, as well as the successes that you're having while going through this whole process with other men who, you know, understand, because they're dealing with, you know, they're doing the same thing.
So it sounds like you've made it really easy. You've taken away the stigma of men having to come and face each other, because men a lot of times like to do this stuff in private.
And here you go. You get to have the privacy, the comfort and anonymity of your own home while still having the community, you know, via this online experience.
Yeah, it's very brilliant. Have any women snuck in?
to the best of my knowledge, no. I have, I've had many requests from women, particularly bikinis actually, asking if they can be enroll in the course, and I basically said no. You know, like I understand, I'd love to speak with you about it, but it's been very important to me to create and maintain the safe container for men to be able to open up and speak their truths.
So it might be a very smart thing would be for you to do the very same course with maybe an abbreviated form, but to possibly do the very same course with women who are sex educators, practitioners, and tantra teachers, who are women who want to hear the real skivvy from a man. It's not like they haven't, and it's also not like they don't know something about it. They do, but you have a unique approach here, you know, that I think as an educator myself, it sounds delicious to have someone who's really thought it out, like you have, meticulously, you know, and put it together in a program, like actually run us through the hurdles.
Yeah.
So just whatever. I'm just saying, you know, you can go for that or not go for that, but it might behoove you at some point to actually let the women in on it, not with the men, but a women's course. But it's the men's course.
Exactly. I've had many requests around it. It's going to happen. I just have other projects that are going on at the moment.
I understand this
is one of my major projects that I have going, and each one is pretty time and energy extensive.
How long ago did you launch this?
I launched this almost basically a year ago, last June. And
about how many men have gone through?
Almost 200, maybe.
Wow.
And
congratulations, make a mark, that's great.
Oh yeah, no, this is just the beginning.
Yeah, wonderful, wonderful. Well, if you just tuned in, you are listening to Tantra Cafe, and I'm Laurie Handler as your host. I'm speaking today with Destin Garrick, who is a creator of a coaching program, a 12-week online coaching program for men to really, really expand themselves as sexual beings, as erotic beings, as what he calls erotic rock stars. So when we come back, we're going to hear a little bit more about this program, or, you know, about some of the other components. And it's very exciting. So please stay tuned. We'll be right back with us.
Many times on Tantra Cafe, you've heard my guests and me discuss emotional release techniques. Now you can do emotional release work in the privacy of your own home. In my CD, Shamanic Release and Lottie Han, I create a very, very safe and sacred space in which you can do the powerful work I'm known for in my Tantra courses. First, I set you up with the proper positioning and breathing, and then I guide you through emotional states to the beat of tribal African rhythms. Try the CD as an easy way to do your personal clearing work on a regular basis and watch your relationships walk free from emotional baggage. You can order my CD at butterflyworkshops.com for only $20. I believe you're worth it. I hope you do. Go to butterflyworkshops.com and get your copy now. And walk free from emotional baggage.
Welcome back to Tantra Cafe. My guest today is Destin Garrick. I'm Laurie Handlers, and I am so excited to have this man on my show today. He's really making a difference as far as I'm concerned with the consciousness of men, the lovemaking of men, the ability of men to really have their own environment to learn over time this, the very important expression that they really desire. And he's just said it. In a year, he's already worked with 200 men. That's a great mark. Hopefully soon it'll raise into the thousands of men all around the planet. Has this course been translated yet?
It hasn't been translated, but I have had, I have had men enrolled from various parts around the world, throughout different parts of Europe, in Thailand, in Indonesia, New Zealand, Australia, England, Austria, I can't remember,
right.
Other places.
Well, I probably know some people who can translate it, but we'll talk about that some other time. It sounds like it's just too critical for it to be only offered in English.
Mm. Wonderful.
You know? So tell a little bit more. After the presence, after men learn about what it is to really be present in the moment, the moment, in the moment, in the moment, then what do you add on?
Sure. Week five is on sound and vocalization. And this piece was one of the last parts to come in for me, but I realized that I wish it came in earlier.
Sure. What does it mean exactly?
Again, if you want to look at porn as our the major model that most of us get as far as what we see of people outside of our own selves having sex, that model, women are supposed to be having these crazy screaming orgasms of the slightest touch, and men are completely silent and stoic throughout, maybe letting out a every now and then,
or a grunt.
Yeah, exactly. And to be honest, neither one of these models is particularly helpful. Sound can be about so much more than simply performance, nor does it need to be denied. We can actually actively utilize our sound to massively amplify our experience. One of the big things that I realized, you know, not too long ago, just a few years ago, was that when these women that I've been sexual with, when I've seen or experienced a woman making all sorts of crazy, wild, ecstatic sound while having sex, she was in part making all that sound because things felt so good. But the part I didn't get was that she was also feeling so good because she was making all that sound.
Yeah, that's one of those beautiful exponential elements to sound and growth. I learned to make sound in sex practice from Betty Dodson, from reading her original book, Liberating Masturbation. And I realized that I wasn't breathing.
Yeah.
So when my orgasm would go away, it was because I was holding my breath in my head thinking, oh, I'm going to have a... And then it would go away, so I forced myself to make sound because sound meant that I was breathing.
Mm-hmm. It keeps you breathing. Another thing that sounding does is it really helps with the whole presence element. When you're in your sound, it kind of helps clear... It helps kind of quiet down all that mind chatter. It kind
right.
of just helps fill you. And the other aspect that it does is it helps keep that erotic energy moving through your body.
Sure, sure. It's great. Can't be emphasized enough. Sound, sound, sound. Well, I would say that Tantra is three things: breathing, movement, and sound. And then anybody who makes it like more complicated than that, it really is breathing, movement, and sound at a very basic level.
Mm-hmm.
So then what? After sound comes.
Sound. sixth week is focused on full body orgasms, which more than anything, what we mean there is really take all these elements that we've explored already, and I'm actually leaving out a couple things that, you know, supplemental things that are brought into a couple of weeks, but taking all these elements that we've explored already, combining them all together, and towards being able to have this full body orgasmic experience again, versus simply having orgasms that feel very like centered in your groin, to being able to feel that powerful, pleasurable sensations moving up through your torso, through even down your arms and out your hands, down your legs, out your feet, up through your body, into your head and out the top of your head even. So your entire body can like vibrate with those pleasurable sensations.
It almost sounds incredible, like unbelievable. I mean, I know it's true what you're talking about, but really for people not in Tantra, for people not even aware of this stuff, I'm sure it sounds just too incredible to be true, to what you just said. You know, it's such a, how can I experience energy going out the top of my head and down to the bottom of my feet? And
oh, well, let me just tell you, once you have the experience, you're going to want it again and again. I've kind of come to a place now that when I have these more genitally based orgasms, it kind of just feels like almost like a disappointment, to be honest. It doesn't feel like a complete orgasm.
This is what you have to look forward to, everyone in the world. You do have this to look forward to if you follow these simple guidelines. And if you don't follow them, I mean, it's like, it's not shame on you. It's like, too bad. Too bad you're not interested in this. Too bad your ego would prevent you from finding out about things like this.
Well, I think that one of the big aspects that can end up coming up for people is simply the fear of it not working for me. Like, you know, that's, sure, that sounds great, and yeah, maybe you have these success stories and that testimonial or blah, 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 but like, what if I try and I can't? And so
there's a fear of failure here.
Exactly. And, you know, that can be very scary, for women, for men, around that just being some sort of further confirmation of those internal fears or feelings of not being enough.
Yeah.
And you know, so I just want to encourage you men out there that, like, you know, first of all, my approach is really filled with a lot of compassion. I get that as men, we are faced with a lot of really intense messaging around sex, around things that we need to live up to and be and da-da-da-da, a lot of pressures on us. A lot of pressures on us.
And listen, I said at the beginning of the show, men are supposed to know how, aren't they? You're born knowing how.
Yeah. And of course these are fallacies, you know, and where we don't get proper education or learnings around this. And so here's just an opportunity, you know, that think of me as simply as somebody who has come, you know, sensei, somebody who has come before, who has learned this, who has figured this out, and is just here to share some tools with you, for you to try on, to test out, to bring into your life in a way that really works for you. And if something's just not, you know, you're just not feeling it, then don't worry about it, leave it, but take in the things that really do work for you.
In case you didn't catch the website before, you want to go to orgasmicmastery.com. That's where you can get online and find this 12-week course that Destin is offering here. You can find out more about him at eroticrockstar.com. Just wanted to let you know that. So we have just a few more minutes. Can you run down, because I know we're just about at the halfway point here.
Yes. I'm just going to run through them very quickly. Week 7 is on erotic energy as an energy. And what, like, so some people are very familiar with the feelings of energy in their body. And for a lot of other people, it's like, I don't know what you're talking about with this energy nonsense. So we really get into that and with some very simple things that you can play with to just have a tangible lived experience with energy. Week 8 is on movement and opening up your hips as well as your spinal column to help this erotic energy move more fluidly through your body. And week 9 is on receiving and surrender, something that's, you know, challenging for a lot of men who, you know, again, our messaging tends to be very active, do, make things happen, et cetera, but to fully just let go and surrender to an experience to simply receive and be is more challenging and a key element of this as well. Yes?
And then look at surrender as being something that you lose more. You wave the white flag and you surrender, you come over a hill.
Yeah, surrender can actually end up being an incredibly, incredibly powerful act. And, you know, something that we explore again in week 9. I've had it reported by a couple of guys that this would end up being the most powerful aspect of the course for them. Week 10 is on using both sound and physical touch to actively move that erotic energy and fill your entire body with that erotic energy. And the week 11 is specifically about non-ejaculatory energetic orgasms, and week 12 is on male multiple orgasms, as well as our wrap-up and conclusion to the course.
It's genius that you put it together like this. It really is genius. And it's better than reading it in a book.
It's way
better than reading it in a book. I always tell people that there's a distinction about riding a bicycle. You could read a book on balance and then get outside and you wouldn't be able to ride your bike. You need a coach running alongside you. And so it's my feeling in this course that you put together that you have become the virtual coach online, and it's creating that kind of thing that men can't get from reading a book on it. It's just
and that is my one big encouragement for men. If you do decide to enroll in this course, is that this is not something to simply, okay, let me watch some videos and read some text and boom, I'm going to be multi-orgasmic. No. This course asks you to do something. Each week you're going to have things to do, practices to explore. It is through the doing that these changes take place. We can fill our heads with all the information in the world, but if you're not acting, you're not going to experience change.
Well, Destin, I want to thank you so much for giving men a different way to learn about sex, from the locker room, someone buying them a prostitute, somebody watching porn. I think it's a unique approach. I think it's an empowering approach, and I really honor you. I thank you for creating it for men. So what would you say in parting? It's really, what would you say to men who are floundering?
Well, first, know that there's always more. There's always more to explore. And wherever you are, whether you are floundering or you feel like you're the stud, there's no end to this. As you can probably heard from this, like, I've really dived really deep and I am constantly growing, constantly finding new elements and new experiences in my own body. If you commit to this and you commit to yourself, you, wherever you are at, whether you're just looking to last a few minutes longer or you're looking to go to experience what this whole multiple orgasm thing could really mean for you, commit to it and you'll see the results, period.
Thank you. Thanks so much. Listen, next week Tantra Cafe is going to have Tantra and neurobiology. It's going to be a very exciting show on the effects of Tantra on your brain. Destin Garrick, thanks so much for being my guest today. I'm saying namaste from Tantra Cafe. This is Laurie Handler signing off.
Namaste.
Namaste.